This is the best of the Bean Found Show.
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
All right, the time is here, and the time is now. It is the Being Found Show, your show to help get you a larger percentage of the online buying market. I know, it's so exciting. You're like trembling in your seat going like, whoa, what great information are they going to share with us today? It's like nothing's more exciting than business on a Saturday. But, you know, if you really are interested in business like we are, chances are, you're thinking about it on a Saturday, just like we are. So last week, let me first introduce myself. My name is Chauncey Haworth. I am your host, my co-host here, Jake.
How you doing, Chauncey?
Not bad. It's been a long week of trying to get caught up. Jake and I do some work together, and mm-hmm. there's been a lot of revamping and reworking and tasks put in front of me that I was able to get halfway through and then hit roadblocks. It was not a hugely productive week for me, I have to say. Maybe it is in the long scheme. You know, it's like you got to think about long term, and sometimes you just can't move on without getting over some of those hurdles, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But I have to say that I did not blaze any impressive trails this week in the work department.
Well, we all have those weeks. I should add, I've been putting a lot on Chauncey's plate. We have a really cool new program called Asana.
Yeah.
Sort of a task management program. Mm-hmm. So I get to put things on that and then assign people out. So,
yeah, for any of you guys using this stuff out there, we have been using a program called Trello, which is a fun management. It's fun because you get to move stuff around, and it's a little interactive, widgets and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then we've also been using one called Process Street.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I guess that Trello is great for, it's a little bit more simple and streamlined, great for project management. Process Street is great for checklists, great for, you know, if you have a task that's a little bit complicated, people sometimes forget some steps.
Right.
This makes sure that people hit each step as they go through the process.
Right. But we've moved to Asana because it kind of covers both.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, but I would say anybody who's starting out and looking for some help with project management, like my wife tracks all of our bills with Trello.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, so she basically just moves the bills across as they've been paid. Once they've all been paid, she moves them back over and then starts the next month. You know?
And it's free.
And it's totally free with a lot of great options. And as far as project management programs go, it's just about as fun as one could possibly get. I don't know if fun really applies.
Yeah.
You know, but you get to actually move stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, totally.
Physically drag and drop stuff.
Although I will say, in Asana, when you complete a task, like a unicorn flies across the screen or something.
Yeah, or a unicorn narwhal. I saw the other day. It's like a narwhal flying
like
on a rainbow or
you
something.
Every time you complete a task.
Or some sort of like phoenix, like a peacock or something. Yeah. I have to admit that. That blew me out of the water when I first saw it going on. I'm all like, what is going on here? That's funny. Because Process Street just does the confetti.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You know, but they kicked it up a notch to the magical narwhal, you know. All right, so let's skim what we did in the last show. Here, we're really sort of helping businesses get ready for the holiday season. I know you're probably thinking, oh, the holiday season, like we covered last time, I'm pissed off that I see Christmas decorations coming out in July or whatever, and everybody has their personal opinion about when Christmas needs to come out and so on and so forth. If you run a business, your opinion doesn't matter. Your personal opinion, save that for personal conversations. When it comes to your business, you need to be prepared. So what we're talking about here is not about getting your Christmas decorations up and decking the balls with holly.
Bells.
I think it's halls is with.
It, I don't know. I guess. I've never really listened to the song. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not there yet.
Okay.
Soon it'll be all over the radio and it's all you get. But what we're talking about is being prepared for that season for when your business starts it. You know, you can relieve yourself of a lot of stress by getting this stuff done in the beginning so that you can sort of go through the holiday season by running your business mm-hmm. like you normally would.
Yeah.
So there's some prep stuff to get out of the way. Last week, we covered, just two topics.
Mm-hmm.
We covered analyze past data and establish a baseline. You do this by getting analytics on your site. If you already have analytics on your site, that's great. You can look at some data from last year and see what you can expect this year. Expect it to grow because no matter what, it's going to grow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is kind of a little cheater thing by SEOs. They go, oh, look, man, your traffic's up from last year. But, of course, your traffic's up from last year because people are exponentially going to the Internet mm-hmm. more. You know, so we have to expect that your traffic will be up a bit. So, yeah. And so in analyzing your past data, you got to get analytics on your site. It's not hard to do. Chances are you can figure it out yourself. But if you can't figure it out yourself, you can always call us at Cloud Potential. You could contact your marketing guy, even if you got your son or your friend's kid who's in college. He or she should be able to do this. You know, this is not a difficult thing to do. The difficult thing that comes from analytics is down the road really sort of analyzing the data in depth and navigating analytics.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get to that step unless you get it in there.
Yeah,
so,
nothing's worse than having no data at all.
Right.
So better just to get it started, even if you're not quite ready to read and analyze.
Right.
Just fired up.
That's like me saying I'm going to learn to be a carpenter just by reading a book, and then later I'm going to get the wood and the nails and a hammer, and we're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
You have to have it all at once. So you get the analytics in there. Then you can figure out using the analytics. And there's really four or five metrics in there. You can bookmark them that any business owner needs to know. Of course, there are millions of opportunities to find other data. But on a beginner's level, there's really only four or five things in there that you really need to know. So get that into your site. The other thing we covered last week was optimize for mobile. You know, we have listeners around the world, but we really come out of Redding, California. And Redding, California itself is not super technologically forward when it comes to a lot of this stuff. So you might be looking at this stuff thinking, well, I don't need that, and I don't need this, and I don't need that. But you do. You just do. Because we're looking at a... Because Redding has taken a little longer to get there, that means it's going to hit all the harder and all the faster as it's happening, which is now. So you need to be ready to optimize your site for mobile. Most of you, if you've had your website built in the last 2 years, it probably is mobile responsive. I don't know about your page speed, but it's probably mm-hmm. mobile responsive.
And Google thinks this is such an important thing. They've created a tool. It's the mobile testing tool, which they have online now. You can use it with your website today.
Yeah.
Just Google mobile testing tool, and it'll probably be the first thing that comes up.
Right.
You pop your URL in, and Google runs a test to make sure your site is mobile-friendly.
Right. And also, it was about a year ago, maybe a little bit less. So up until then, Google was running two search algorithms, one for desktop and one for mobile, and about a year ago, they switched it all over to mobile. So even off your desktop, it's running off of just one algorithm that is picking up for mobile.
And if you haven't been convinced already, all these things that Google is doing, spending all this money, they're doing it because they really care about having every website ready for mobile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Because that is the future, you know.
Yeah.
Your desktop is, I think like I was saying the other week, you know, my wife pays bills on the desktop and that's it. And she does that to change her mindset. She could do it from her tablet. She does everything else from her tablet, mm-hmm. shopping and everything else. But she just goes to the desk to pay bills to change her mindset. All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show. When we come back, we're going to get new and exciting with streamlining the checkout process. That may not sound exciting, but you're going to be amazed how many people drop you when they don't like your checkout process. Come on back to the Being Found Show.
Summer. The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black Bear Diner feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black Bear feels like home.
This is the Best of the Bean Found Show.
Came down the line, up to the platform of surrender. I was brought, but I was kind.
All right, welcome back to the Bean Found Show. We're going to talk about streamlining the checkout process, you know. And for those of you that aren't selling things online, you know, a lot of these attitudes can be applied to your contact form conversion, or even making a phone call. Basically, when somebody comes to your site, they expect things to move quickly and smoothly, and there are a lot of people out there, chances are a lot of business owners understand, even though they deal with online, they get very, very frustrated with the internet and are more than happy to throw up their hands and walk away.
Yeah.
You know, if we lived in a world where online purchasing was just super easy, very cheap, and fast, chances are all brick and mortar would close, you know, which is maybe a scary thought for the future. I don't know. Once again, we're not here necessarily to talk about the future or what we think should happen. We're talking about a successful business today. And in order to have a successful business today, you need to streamline your checkout process. Now, of course, this is something that should be done year-round. I don't know if it's really fair to include it in this holiday thing, although, I mean, so should mobile responsiveness, so should a lot of things, but these are things that, seeing how the return is so high through the holidays, you really need to have this done, or you're going to be missing out on the big bucks. That's why some guys make the big bucks, man.
Yeah.
So, let's see. We got ourselves a statistic here to talk about. 28% of U.S. online shoppers have abandoned an order in the past quarter solely due to a too long, complicated checkout process. That might be confusing for some people who are listening, but basically too long of a checkout process could mean a lot of things. It could mean that your page loads slowly, that they're collecting too much information, that they can't really navigate it, they can't figure it out, that it's not obvious where the information goes in. You know, this is a big sort of bag of snakes as far as the statistic is concerned, because there's a lot of things that might have gone into this, you know. But I assume that if something's too complicated for you, you're just out. I do it too. I'm incredibly impatient, and my entire family will vouch for that. I am the world's most impatient man, and if I'm frustrated with that thing, I'm out.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm even a technological guy, and I'm out.
Yeah, and it's almost like when you kind of begin shopping, you have an expectation of whatever it is you're buying and how complicated it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying a pair of shoes, you expect, you know, you put in your credit card number, your name, the CVC code on the back, and the date. That's it. That's right. All you really want to do. And I think a lot of people are trying to move in that direction of a very frictionless, as few fields as possible, make it easy as possible kind of checkout experience.
Right, exactly. And the shoes is a great example, because the only thing that should be complicated about buying shoes is figuring out the stupid sizing chart.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, once you got that figured out, you put in your size, you put in your color, you put in the shoe, you pay for it, you're out. But is it ever really like that? No.
No.
You know, and, you know, a lot of people try to upsell you, and that becomes confusing. You know, GoDaddy is a prime example for me for this. I'm always, like, going to buy a domain, and I'm all, oh, I'm going to buy that domain, and it automatically has it. It's all $10.99. I'm all, sweet, $10.99, I'll do it. It's, like, late at night, you know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of impulse domain buys, you know. And, like,
ChaunceyTheBest.com.
Yeah. I do have ChaunceyHallward.com. So I put it in the cart, and then all of a sudden it automatically does me for 5 years with some sort of security, and tries to add on hosting, and the continue to the card is like hidden over on the side. They're trying to sort of trick me into making that purchase. And if I was a noob, I really might end up spending $100 when I went in to spend 10.
Yeah.
You know, and I find it to be very tricky, and frankly, I find it to be a little unethical.
Yeah, so you ought to be just really upfront, really clear,
right,
with your checkout process.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like this is a great time to interject. There's a lot of great programs out there that have pre-built checkout processes that are non-complicated. The one I'm thinking of right now is Shopify.
Yeah.
You know, what Shopify is it's a website building program.
Mm-hmm.
And it was designed to sell products online. So, you know, they do a very good job of making that process very streamlined. You pay for it, but it's a great program and worth exploring if you're selling products online.
Right, yeah. And you're right that you pay for it. It's a little more expensive.
Yeah.
And then somebody who's working your site for you, I find WooCommerce's checkout process to be very easy,
mm-hmm.
although working the program might be a little bit complicated. You know, they really haven't created an online product selling platform that's hugely easy for the owner.
Yeah,
you know, when putting in those products and organizing those products, it can still be a little daunting.
Yeah, it is cumbersome.
But anybody who sells products online knows that. And Shopify actually will pump out to other. You once again, you got to pay for it, but it'll pump out to eBay and Amazon and Google.
Yeah,
it connects
to a lot of programs. Yeah.
All right, make checkout mobile friendly. Just like we talked about, 88% of smartphone shoppers have a negative experience when using their phones for mobile shopping. Their pain points are difficult navigation, 51%,
mm-hmm.
tiny product images, 46%, and inconvenient checkout process, 26%. That last one, of course, we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And if it's difficult on the desktop to navigate, of course it is even more difficult on your phone.
Interesting about tiny product images.
Yeah.
I mean, I just always expect that if you're browsing on your phone, you expect tiny product images, but I guess some people don't.
No. I definitely, when I'm styling a site, I try to blow that image out all the way because I know that's the first thing that I want to see. For one, they want to know where they're at. You know, they want to have click the button and say, okay, I'm on this doodad, and obviously I am there because it's got the title real big and then the picture real big, so I know I'm in the right place. And then also, I'm sure it's good sales conversion as long as you take good pictures. You know?
Yeah.
What was that first one on here? Difficult navigation. Yeah, that's a tough one on the phone, too. A lot of people haven't, a lot of people get weirded out by the hamburger.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call this. There's the three lines that open up the menu for you. Our little industry joke term that we call it is the hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're aware it's there, it's maybe a little easier to navigate. But
and people are learning. You know, I mean, it's almost like one of those things that people just have to get used to. You see the three lines, you know it opens the menu.
Right. But I bet you another issue with the navigation is that back and navigating the checkout process, not only having your main navigation for the site, because during the checkout process, I mean, you don't want to, like, skip back out to the shoes. And if you do, how do you get back to your cart?
Right.
Because your little cart icon is hidden up there in the top.
Yeah.
What I tend to do is, like, if you have items in the cart, like, at the top of the page, like, right beneath the header, I'll put, like, a big green bar that says you have this in your cart. Mm-hmm. And if you click that whole green bar, it'll take you out there.
Yeah, or the cart image, and it's got a little number by it showing you how many products are
there. But making sure that that's big, because once you get down there, you know, you're looking at, you know, this always makes me think of my dad. My dad was technologically advanced for his time. He, you know, but he was born in 1936. So right out of college, he was actually doing computer programming for the Rand Corporation because of his math skills. But he was also doing it on a punch card, you know. And so... so by the time my dad gets a cell phone, I don't know if he had, like, freaky sausage fingers or what. He seemed like a normal guy. But every time he called me, I knew it was him before anybody said anything because I heard a bunch of beeping. And then I heard him, like, clear his throat. So it'd be all, like, I'd answer the phone. I'd be all, hello. And it'd be all, beep, beep, beep. And then he'd, like, all be all, hello, you know. And, like, he just couldn't really sort of get down the motor skills to hit the buttons very well, you know? And so I understand that pain point, absolutely. So we got a minute or two till the break here. Another point is be generous with your payment options. The show's called The Being Found Show. Maybe it should be called The Be Available Show, because on top of being found, you need to help people with however they want to buy from you.
Yep.
You know. Now, I understand if you're just starting out and you're testing it out, you know, PayPal is a great way to go. It's something like 30 cents a transaction, 2.8%, you know, which is a reasonable price until you get up into higher sales and then you want to go with merchant services through your bank. But your bank is going to charge you maybe $150. And so if you're not losing $150 to PayPal, that's not a worthy payment to make.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just getting online and trying it out, PayPal's a great way to do it. But I would pay the $20 to get PayPal Payments Pro, which allows you to take purchases on the site without somebody being kicked off. Because trust factor is still a big thing online. People are getting over it. They're getting used to stuff. But, you know, they want to trust you, and they want to know if they put their stuff into you and they get hacked and they got a problem that they can, that frankly, they have somebody to yell at.
You know?
And that's a big part of my issue with companies. I don't want to deal with somebody if I, like if I go to a website to make a purchase and there's not a phone number, I hesitate.
Yeah.
Because I want somebody to yell at if there's a problem. All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about streamlining the checkout process here on the Being Found Show. We'll be right back.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about, I don't know, streamlining your checkout process. The reason why I say I don't know is I'm collecting myself on my list. There's a whole huge list of stuff here that you can really sort of take into consideration. Yeah. Now, I realize that everything we talk about is like some daunting task. I mean, here we are talking for half an hour on streamlining your shopping cart, you know, and the most exciting thing that we said in the last segment was about whether or not my dad had freaky sausage fingers, right? You know, I don't expect somebody to do all these things. What you got to do is just go make a purchase from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're running through the list here. These are things just to have in your mind, and you really just have to take into consideration. So don't go out to your guy unless you're willing to spend some money and say, I want my checkout process absolutely perfect and optimized, and I want everything great, and I want it done now. Pick something.
Yeah.
Go through it and say, man, that's frustrating. Send your husband or your wife through it and have them tell you, man, that's frustrating. Take one of your kids and have them go through it because that's a different generation. You know, try to find a different generation. Try to find a different type of person, you know, and have them go through it and tell you what they find frustrating. If you find three matches, you know what to fix.
And if you're if you're shopping yourself online, look at those other stores. What makes them easy?
Absolutely. You know, which ones do you like to shop?
Yeah. And see if you can take a step in that direction.
Right. I always try to give business owners a break on this because most business owners are really working 24/7, and they're not really consumers. They're not really online consumers. Their family tends to be consumers, but they tend to not be. And when they are consumers, it tends to be in a more B2B environment, you know. And so I definitely say, you know, like you're saying, you know, be aware when you're making those purchases as to what's great and what's not. But definitely go out there and get somebody who is a consumer, mm-hmm. somebody who basically shops without that analytical mind that you're applying to it. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to just do it who basically says, yeah, this sucks. You know, they don't need to tell you why it sucks. You can figure out why it sucks after they tell you what their pain point is.
You also, you said something that I feel like we really need to mention in the show. If your company is B2B, don't think you can slack on this.
Definitely.
I was reading, I think it was Google who did a study and found that B2B customers are as inclined to not go with a vendor because of a shoddy checkout process, because of a confusing website. You know, don't think that, you know, if you're not selling to B2C, that you get to have a bad, old-fashioned website or checkout process.
Right. And for those of you listening, B2C is business to consumer. You're average going to buy shoes. B2B is business to business. And you're totally right. I bet you one of the pain points is that if I'm doing B2B in my shopping, one is my time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. if this guy's holding me back, then I need to go over to this guy. Another one is probably you're spending other people's money, especially if you're not the owner, and you're spending other people's money, and you don't want a confusing checkout process because you're scared to hit that button. Because yeah. when you hit that button and, like, you're just all, what?
Yep.
I'm on a weekly reoccurring payment plan, you know, that I didn't know about, and now I need to go to, you know, John over there in financial to get this shut off. You know, it's like, yep. You know, so make it crystal clear and make it out there.
Yep.
All right. So we were just talking about being generous with payment options. Of course, there's a line with everything. You don't want it to be confusing. You don't want to stick on 12,000 payment options.
Mm-hmm.
But you do want to have a couple of few so that people have options there. Don't require a membership or login. You can give them the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You can even entice them a bit with, like, hey, if you become a member so that we can market to you in the future, we'll give you 5% off your purchase or something like that. But don't make them become a member. Basically, when you make somebody become a member, you're making them put in more information. You're making it painfully aware to them that you are collecting their personal information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, entice them and say you're going to get those people who are really kind of aware that the entire internet collects your personal information anyway, and they're going to be, oh, great, I'll take the 5% off.
Yeah.
But you're going to lose those other people.
Yeah, I've done it myself. If I'm like, you know, I don't really want to get emails from this company,
mm-hmm.
I'll just buy it from someone else.
Yeah, and I don't think that's on the list, but always if you're creating a membership, man, include an opt-out from the emails, you know. Or actually make them opt-in. I don't even like having that checkbox automatically checked. I find it shady. You know, I think let those people make the things, but also in the world of business, you got to do some business and you got to do some stuff, so maybe you make the checkbox.
I like it. I like the auto checkbox. I mean, you know, people
as
people
a consumer or as a marketer?
As a marketer.
Right, that's what I
mean. But as a consumer, if I don't want it, I unclick it. It's there.
Right. It is there. All right. So put security features everywhere and request only the necessary information. This kind of goes back to not being a membership or login.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware that security features, so as a marketer and an internet guy, maybe I need a more technical term, so I sound like an internetologist? As a marketing guy and an internetologist, I'm aware that I could put a ton of badges on my website that don't mean anything. But still they help.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I am definitely what is called a white hat marketer. I don't do anything shady when it comes to marketing. I don't know. Maybe I do elsewhere. I don't know. Ethics out the window. But I'm not trying to trick anybody. So when I put these badges up, when I draw attention that we have an SSL, when I say that, you know, how a badge saying, like, PayPal secured and stuff like that, I make sure that we have those things. And those things really do help in conversion. I was actually kind of surprised that they did, because being an internetologist, I was aware that I could just put anything I want up there.
Yeah.
You know, I could have it say, you know, and we, you know, your information will be automatically shredded in the global internet shredder that's been released by Supershred.com.
I find that really interesting, too. I would not have expected that would have a huge impact on whether or not people bought.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, I never shopped in the Internet's infancy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if someone had, when it was the Wild West.
Right, yeah.
Maybe they still have that fear that every time you put your credit card into a field.
Good point. I don't have this. I didn't make a note of the statistic. You know, it'd be interesting to see, you know, what age brackets we're dealing with that are affected by that. But free shipping. A 2016 survey retail study, 9 out of 10 consumers say free shipping is the number one incentive to shop online more.
I believe it.
I totally believe it. You know,
Amazon has set the standard, and if you are not meeting it, they'll go there.
Yeah, absolutely. If nothing else, the logic is there that I'm going to pay $10 at my local store for a doodad, or I'm going to pay $10 online for a doodad plus shipping.
Yeah.
So I might as well just pick it up in my local store while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting rid of that shipping. Now I realize with certain products, I work with a company out of Vancouver, Washington, that like sells like float tubes and tents and stuff like that. I mean, you know, some of these big heavy items are expensive.
Yeah,
but you also might consider including shipping in the cost of the item.
Yeah, and then advertising free shipping.
Right,
which is again that incentive.
Right, you know, and if that sounds shady to you, it's not. We're basically just letting people know that when we say $10, we mean $10,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything included in $10 or however many dollars there is. So here's a couple of just quick statistics before we go to break here. Extra cost too high, shipping tax and fees, 60% of people drop. The site wanted me to create an account, 37% of people drop. Too long, complicated checkout process, 28% drop. I couldn't see calculate total order cost up front there. We were just talking about that. 23% drop. Website had errors or crashed, 20% drop. I think that would be more like 80% for me. I don't trust the site with my credit card information, 19%. Delivery was too slow, 18%. Mm. Return policy wasn't satisfactory, 11%. There wasn't enough payment methods, 8%. And the credit card was declined.
Mm.
So, just make it easy for people.
Yep. Extra cost too high. Shipping, tax fees, 60%. That is so huge.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's up with Google and China here on the Being Found Show.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Back to the Being Found Show. We were just covering basically optimizing your checkout process to get ready for the holidays. And that took up a good percentage of our show, so we're going to hit a little bit of news here at the end. You know, there's a lot of political views that can come out of this, and frankly, I don't really care what they are. We just kind of want to cover what's actually going on with Google, because here we are so incredibly dependent on this company, you know, and, you know, it's all over in the news. Should it be broken up? Should it be split up? You know, and is it a monopoly? And, It's hard to define a company as being a monopoly when they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying Disney is a monopoly or Coca-Cola that has their finger. I mean, are they a monopoly on chips or are they a monopoly on soda?
Or water,
right. You know, so Google is like literally all over the place, and they are not a monopoly on search. They do have a competitor in Bing and a competitor that is rising. While it's only a maybe 20% at best, it is growing in its popularity.
Yeah.
So sure. I don't know if it counts as a monopoly, but so we're going to let Jake explain this to me a little bit better because I think he has a better understanding. But so Google has partnered with the government in China to create a search engine for China.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess to be clear, I don't want to sound like a weirdo here. I'm on my Chrome OS device here on my Chrome laptop. I think they're a great company. They've done great things over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And I think they're making a huge mistake right now. They have partnered with the government of China on this project to create a new search engine for China. It's called Project Dragonfly, mm-hmm. which they always choose good names.
Yeah, name's great.
Yeah. But what the search engine is doing is it connects every person's searches to some piece of personal information so that when they search, they have to enter their personal information and then they get to search, which is terrible because the government is linking every search to an individual. And to make things a little bit worse, they've got these social scorecards.
Well, hang on.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Before we get into how freaky some of this stuff is, you know, one big thing that a lot of Americans are going to scoff at a little bit is that the government has access to deny any search results from this thing, right? The government can basically say that information doesn't get to be shown.
Yeah, I guess I should. Yeah, that's definitely another piece of it is let's say Chauncey started the website freakysausagefingers.com and the U.S. government said, you know, no. We do not like this website. Shut
right.
it down.
Right.
And stop everyone in the country from ever reaching that site again.
Right. So regardless of what side of net neutrality you're on, this has nothing to do with that. This is like straight up government censorship of what we're going to allow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this not only allows the government to censor information, which we would be all weirded out about, but it also allows the government to manipulate their markets by denying businesses, basically by denying businesses from out of the country.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
and all sorts of crazy stuff that comes from controlling information.
Absolutely. It would be a total control of information. I mean, consider a website, say, in America. You have the right to make a website that talks bad about the U.S. government.
Right.
And exactly. that's a right you have. Well, in China, if you were to do that, the government would shut your website down.
And you'd probably never be heard from again.
Yeah, they'd shoot you behind the chemical shed.
Right, right. So the second freaky part about this is what you're saying is that in order to use it, you have to enter your personal information.
Mm-hmm.
All of your search history is collected, and they know exactly what you're up to.
That's right.
And then the scorecard thing.
Yeah,
but
it's called a social scorecard is what they're calling it. And essentially, the government puts you on a list, and they say, what are you, a 1 or a 10? You know, and if you're a 10, hey, you're the perfect Chinese citizen, you're doing great, you look up only good websites, you obviously love your government, and you're a contributing member of society. If your social scorecard gets too low, someone might pay you a visit.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I think you need to
right. stop
to
searching
reconsider,
that stuff.
Yeah,
right.
what you're searching online, or you'll get a black bag put over your head. And,
right. Yeah, whenever I think of that, I think of this movie, Brazil. Have you ever seen Brazil?
I haven't.
Where they actually come in and like, zip him up in the bag and, like, cinch him all shut and, like, stick a piece of paperwork on him and hand his wife the receipt and then drag him out, you know?
So far, all the references I'm making are from V for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Black bagging and shooting you behind the chemical shed
is what they
do.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. But we were just talking about it the other day that I want to see it again. So, yeah, this is literally... And like I said, politics out of this. This is like crazy town for the United States. For people here to be imposed with these sorts of, this is like, well, it's, I think it's almost entirely an episode of Black Mirror. Only it's going on. It's actually going on.
Yeah, and I guess to kind of bring it back to what we talk about here, the technology. So this is Google who has agreed to create this, an American company who's agreed to create this for what is arguably a, well, not arguably, they're just not a great government. They attempt to control everything about their people. So, yeah, and that's really all there is to it. So I think Google kind of screwed up here. They've always been a great company, but they're really messing up.
There's been a big uprising with their employees over this.
Internally, there has been a lot of issues, people refusing to work on it, people trying to kind of whistleblow about the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. And then just to make it extra fun, didn't Google change their slogan?
They did, and I don't know if they did this on purpose or if it was just by accident. So for the last 20 years, since their inception, their slogan has always been, don't be evil.
Right.
Which is a great slogan for someone who controls so much information.
Right.
By happenstance or on purpose, they changed their slogan during this whole creation of this Chinese search engine to Google values.
Right.
I guess don't be evil just didn't fit in with a new plan. So.
Right. Right. And there's a lot of ambiguity with Google values. Does that mean Google values you, or does that mean that we follow Google's values?
Or, yeah, Google values whatever they are.
Right. Exactly. You know, whatever fits in the moment, yeah. I guess. So, you know, just like with any big business, you know, maybe they do some good and maybe they do some bad. I don't know, but I agree with you that this is probably not in the best interest of any U.S. company. And I'm surprised it's not more in the news. I'm surprised it's not blowing out the news.
Yeah, me too. It's. I mean, maybe they just haven't caught wind of it, or I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say.
I don't expect you to know everything about this here, but. Do you know how far along in the process we are? Is it something that they maybe might back out of, or I mean, are we definitely there?
I don't know. So from what I understand, it's in testing, like maybe beta right now.
I see. So, yeah. So they've invested enough money in it to follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Tell me that's not freaky. Freaky, you know, I don't know. I'm a science fiction fan, so I love all this stuff. But. All right, you've been listening to The Being Found Show, so come back next week. We're going to help you through the holidays a little more, introduce special holiday promotions and other things like that. Being Found Show, it's your favorite. Check us out next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.